Today's share in the Deir Shiur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Omid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're finishing up the beautiful Siman Tov Kuf Yud today. We begin in the very last line of Kuf Chav Zayin Omid Aleph with Sif Ches. The Mechaber writes, Afal Pi Shiur Truhot Soa B'Yontif, even though you're allowed to carry on Yontif. Now that's actually not a blanket rule. You really have to have a Tzorach Yontif Ksas. So it says, even though Afilu Shalol Tzorach, even if it's not for any major Tzorach, you're not supposed to carry on Yontif if there's no Tzorach for Yontif at all. So the Mechaber will just understand simply, even though you're allowed to carry on Yontif, as long as there's a heter to carry on Yontif, which in most situations you're allowed to carry the Yontif, nevertheless, a person shouldn't carry lo yisa masos gedolos. One shouldn't take large packages and carry them on Yontif, kiderosh also b'chol, just like you would on a weekday, because it looks like you're doing over the chol. So even though you need these packages on Yontif, you have to bring up, let's say, a lot of food from your house in one place to somebody else's house, eletzorach l'shano. So you're allowed to do this, but with some sort of a shinoi. What's an example of a shinoi? Change it in some way so it doesn't look like uvda d'chol, like a weekday activity. Ketzad, what should you do? The Mechaber says, maybe kadayayim imokom l'mokom, if somebody's going to bring, let's say, barrels of wine from one place to another place, lo yivim besal, don't put them in a large basket, ubekupa, or another type of a large container. Don't take a large basket and put in four or five barrels of wine inside this large basket. Ella, what should you do? Ella yivim alksefo, go bring it on your shoulders. Oh, the fun of echad u'shnayim, or carry it in front of you, only one or two of them. The mukach shel tzorach yontif aviyim. In this situation, it'll be clear to everybody that you're only going and carrying this for yontif usage and not for uvda d'chol. It would not look like you're doing it for work if you carry it in this unusual way, only one or two on your shoulder or in front of you, rather than carrying all these jugs or barrels inside a big basket or a big sal or a kupa. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav Ches, he says, Afilu, if you're doing this, Letzorach Shtias Hayom, even if you're doing it for the drinking for that day, so you're still not allowed to carry it in the way that we said, carry only one or two jugs on your back or on your shoulder or in front of you. Umashma Yavodas HaKodesh, it's mash from the Rashbon, the Yavodas HaKodesh, Dafilu Amirza Litain Besoch HaSal, Rakshnaim Gamkin Osir. Even if you want to use this big sal or kupa, but not put four or five into it, just put the one or two, you're not allowed to do that because it still looks, who, of the Dechol. It looks like a weekday activity. And it's possible, he says, Ve'efshor, Da Shulchan Aruch, Sover Gamkin Hochi, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch might be the same as well. Elonokad Dover Hova, he just said the more practical common scenario rather than giving you the scenario of the Rashba. Ella nokat dover hover. He took the common scenario. Then we have the Ramah. The Ramah says, he said, that which we restricted you from carrying in this large sal or kupa is only if you're going through the public thoroughfares. The Mishmur explains, Haino bimavos, this is through the public thoroughfares, the public movuis, the public roads. The shchichi barabin, the many people are going to see you, and therefore it's going to look like you're doing business. People are going to suspect you of doing business. It's uvda d'chol, and therefore you're not allowed to do this. However, avol mizovis lazovis, he brings down the name of the Beis Yosef, the name of Rashi. If you're in your house and just carrying a lot of stuff from one corner of the house to the other corner of the house, or even omi bayis labayis meosu chotzer, or if you're carrying it from one house to another house within a chotzer. Now it seems that it's being brought down here in the name of the Zeruah, but the Chofetz Chaim is going to say that that's actually incorrect, and it's not the Or Zeruah's opinion, albeit this opinion is related to what the Or Zeruah said. In any event, when you're doing it in the house from one corner to another corner, or from one house to another house, Shari B'cholinyan, you're allowed to do it any way you want, the Ramah says. The Mishneh Berurah explains further in Sivkot Lamed, Afilu Yoser Me'abo V'chamishukad, you could even carry more than four or five barrels in this sal or kupa, there's no concern over it. And in fact, Adarabah, that's actually preferable. Yoser Tov Hu L'hu L'char B'biyachad, it's actually preferable to take a very large amount at one time, make it a heavy burden one time, rather than Mishiyolich Matma, rather than taking a little bit multiple times. V'yitzorach L'habos B'hiluch, and you're going to have to take many more trips. Better take one trip with a large amount that's heavy rather than taking 10 small little trips with a lighter load. Now, I mentioned before that this is brought down in the name of the Or Zeruah. If you go look in the Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Otz Lamed, so he brings down that Ken Kosev Magen Avram, Ladas HaTor, this is the opinion of the Magen Avram according to the Tor, the Chei Mucha B'Ramah, the Lo Shari Ela B'Chotzer, this is only allowed in a Chotzer. Vida, he says, the Ba'or Zeruah Mekel Afilu B'Sochir. The Or Zeruah says, not only in a chotzer, even in the city. The Chenevi, the Darki Moshe B'Shmo, and the Ramah, in his commentary on the Torah, in the Darki Moshe, he brings down this Or Zeruah. However, here in the Ramah, El Sharamah lo noka kavosi la'alocha, he doesn't bring this down la'alocha. And in fact, he says, umash nirsham b'ramah b'shem or zeruah, ain't no meduktuk. He says, this is the Supreme Court, the name of the Arzurua is really not correct. The Arzurua says it's good in the entire city. And the opinion of the Ramah is that it's only good in that chotzer, not in the entire city. So it's really not technically the opinion of the Arzurua. In any event, let's begin now, Sif test. The Mechaber writes, Hamolich es ha-tevin, if somebody wants to go bring grain from one place to another place, lo yavshil es ha-kupa le'achorv, you shouldn't sling it over your shoulder. Ella, note lo biyoda, you should hold it in your hands. Again, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Kut Lamed Aleph, the reason why you can't do this, because gam kein mitam dehevik oda d'chol, because it looks like it's oda d'chol, it looks like if you're carrying it slung over your shoulders, on your back. So that's the way you do it on a weekday. So you carry it in your hands in front of you, and it'll be clear that you're only taking a smaller amount, and you're just doing this for yontif purposes, and that's allowed. This is the reason that the Mishnah Berurah brings, and you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, Oslam and Gimel, that this is in fact, the opinion of the Rambam. However, he then brings down another opinion, Rashi's opinion, another Tam, Shu Ginai Liyontif. It's embarrassing, so to say, for the Yontif. Shinira Shemiskavi Lemlocha Rab. It looks like you're doing a lot of work on Yontif, and so Bizu Yontif. Or you sling it over your shoulder, it looks like you're carrying it for a long distance, you're really setting it in for the long trip, and that's a bizu yontif, and therefore that's the reason Rashi says you shouldn't do it in this fashion. Now we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, V'chein masos, large packages, shedarkin lisos on b'mot, that you normally would carry them on some sort of a moat. It's like a pole that you would carry it on to make your life easier to carry it. So, isa oson agabo me'achorv. In this situation, you should carry it in a shinui dika way by carrying it slung over your shoulder rather than with this pole. V'shadark and lisa oson me'achorv, and it's something that you normally would sling over your shoulder. So yisa oson al ksefo, then you should put it on your shoulders, not over your back, slung over. And v'shadark and linose al kakosev, things that you normally carry on your shoulders, yisa oson b'yod l'afonav, then hold those things in your hands in front of you, o yifros aleim begin, or put some sort of a garment over it, and this way you're doing it with a shinui dika way. Let's understand this a little bit better by looking in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kut Lamed Beis. He says, Kol ze kidei lishanos miderechol. All of these things that we said, do it in a different way, is to show you that you're not doing it over the chol. You're not doing it the way you normally do it. Sif Kut Lamed Gimel. You should stretch or beg it over it, and this demonstrates that you're not doing it in the normal way. Here we're talking about when you're carrying dry goods. Kigon, for example, peiros uchayai gavna, fruits or other things that are dry. Oh, b'yayin, or if you are carrying wine, because the wine will not be a problem with laundering. The lo shayach lemigzar shema yitzhol. We're not concerned over here that you're going to go and squeeze it out. Dein b'schitaso mishum libun, because even if you do squeeze it out over here, if it were to get squeezed out, there wouldn't be a problem of libun, because wine is going to make the garment dirty, not clean. Kibavura in Simen Shin Yotes Sif Yud, where this was discussed in Hukos Shabbos. Avo b'mayin, if you're carrying a jug of water, ein lefros begim alala, don't throw over a garment over it, some sort of a cloth over it, because the lo yipol b'mayim, it shouldn't fall into the water, the other l'ishita, and you're going to end up doing libun, because anytime you wet something, that's a potential concern of libun. Mechaber continues and he writes, v'im e'ev shor, and if it's impossible for you to do any of these changes, these shinuyim, kigon, for example, shizim and haber yochim, you have many, many guests coming over, and you can't afford to do it slowly in this shinui dik away, it's going to take you too long, and the guests are going to be waiting. But tzorach l'mayor lo avi lefneim, and you have the guests waiting, so you have to rush to do this. So then osik adarko, then you're allowed to do this in the normal way. Now, we'll see that this is going even on the carrying the four or five boxes in the sal of the kupa gedola, because the guest is a mitzvah to go take care of them. You invited them, and therefore you're allowed to do this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Kutin Lamed Dalid, Luhu Adin im E'ev Shalol Lashanos with Pnei Siva Acheres. This is also if you can't go and do one of these changes, even if you don't have a lot of guests. For example, could go and Shelo Begin the Chasos. You don't have a garment to go put on top of the item, the dry goods, or any other similar situation. You don't have the ability to do it in this way. So then also, you're allowed to do it in the regular way. The Shinui is a nice idea, but it's not Ma'akev. Sif Kutin Lamed Hey. For example, you have to rush for the guests. Or it's a loma, and the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, the Mechaber is saying, if you do it in the normal way, you can be able to bring it to the food to them in a faster way. Therefore, you're allowed to do this. V'chein hod the siv ches, the same thing as I alluded to applies in siv ches as well. Linyan kupos, you're not allowed to put into the sal of the kupa, but if you have a lot of guests and you need to take care of them, gam kein din l'hochi, then you're also allowed to do it in the normal way. Dimzim in harbi orchim, if you invited a lot of guests over, v'tzorech l'hodi v'mehera l'kulam v'yachan, and you have to go bring it all at once. You can't afford to do several trips. Mutu lo seis b'kupa, then you'd be allowed to put it into the sal of the kupa. Arba v'chamisha kedin, kadin. You'd be allowed to go put in 4 or 5 of these barrels into this larger basket or chest that's allowed. And he says, how do we define guests? There are even guests that aren't sleeping over at your house. They're just in the city, and you're inviting them over for lunch. The Dirsha footnote number 40 explains, from the Matzis HaShekel, Sha'afa pi sh'l'inyan heter shvus l'tzorach mitzvah b'Shabbos, even though in regards to a shvus on Shabbos, the Ramah said in Hilchos Shabbos and Shimon Lamed Gimel, She'ein mitzvah hachnosas orchem nechshavas kemitzvah. In that situation, we don't consider it this, hachnosas orchem, inviting people over in the same town as you for lunch, to be a mitzvah hachnosas orchem, elim kemis archim orchem b'vesu, unless they're actually sleeping over in your house. In other words, Shadirosim ain't obey also here, that they don't live in that city. And therefore, Velokishumazmin Eschavero Hagorbiro Rak Lusite Slow, and therefore it shouldn't be considered over here that if they're living in the same city and they're coming to you for lunch, that this should be something that's a heter. Nevertheless, Benido Shalonu, in our case, Havos Masal Tzorch Orchim Hadorim Baosuir Nechshevis Tzorch. In this situation, even though they live in the same city as you, it's considered still a mitzvah over here. They invited them over. Why? Shekiv Geshvar is Minim, since you invited them beforehand, Yesh B'dovim Mishum Kovod Abrios. There's an aspect of Kovod Abrios over here that if you don't have food for them and you're going to make them wait, that's not nice. Therefore, you're allowed to do this on Yontif. Now we go back to the Mechaber. He says, B'medvar, remember, under what circumstances are we talking about that you're allowed to go bring it even without a Shinoi? That's Benosei Ala Odom. That's what we said when you're carrying it. Aval Agabi Behema, but to use an animal to do this lo yovi klal, that you're never allowed to do. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot Lamed Vav. We learned this already. Hatam Ein Le'el and Simon Tov Tzadihei Siv Gimel of Mishnah Berurah Sham, and it says over there there are two possible reasons. Either it's Uvda Dechol, that would be a Din de Rabbanon, and it just looks like you're doing work with your animals over here, and it's a problem. It's not a problem of doing work with your animals for various reasons the Mishnah Berurah discusses over there. Or alternatively, no, it's a Isser Deraisa of Mechamer that you're leading your animal here, and in fact is over on Shvisas Behemto. Now we go to Sif Lam Yud Aleph, which concludes this beautiful simon. Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Ein mevi in eitzim lo b'chevel v'lo b'kupa v'lo machatzelis. You're not allowed to go and bring wood, not with a rope, not with a basket, and not with a mat. Ela maybe mit pachas b'cheko, but you're allowed to bring it in some sort of a garment, some sort of a kerchief in your pocket, in your lap. That you're allowed to do. Sif Kot Lam Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rotz Shalom, afilu mi mekomos hamutarm lavi, even for places where you're allowed to bring it, it's not a problem, you're not allowed to bring it. Chanal b'simen tovka for aleph, sif gimel, nevertheless, afilu hochi lo yivim kruchim b'chevu v'chule, you shouldn't bring it wrapped up properly like you would on a weekday. Shalom yaseh kedarku b'chol, you shouldn't do it in the same way you do it on a weekday. That concludes the beautiful Siman Tov Kuf Yud, and it's early enough, so we'll start Tov Kuf Yud Aleph, which deals with Havara, burning of a flame, or Lahochim, and heating up Mayim, Mut to be Yontif. That's permissible on Yontif, and we'll see what we're talking about as we start the Mechaber Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Mut to Lasos Madura Lischamim Kinegda. Person is allowed to go make a torch and go and heat up against it and allowed to warm himself up against this torch. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Aleph, the Af Dichsiv Batorah, even though it says in the Torah, Ach Asher Yochel L'chol Nefesh Hu Levadi Yisilchem, the only way that the Torah seems to permit you to use fire on Yontif is for Ochel Nefesh. Nevertheless, Kaim Alon, we have the understanding, to Mitoch Shuchu Havor L'tzorach Ochel Nefesh, since you're allowed to go and heat up things for Ochel Nefesh, so therefore, therefore, you're allowed to do things even that aren't ochel nefesh, as long as, however, ubavad she shovel chol nefesh, it has to be something that is benefited by everybody, vitzorach yontif, and it has to have some sort of a need for yontif itself, even if it's not for food need, it has to have some other need as well. There are those that disagree. The Yeshomim to call me day dahanos haguf bechal achashi yochel lo chol nefeshu. Others say that even if it's not eating, it's just hanah, so that's already considered ochel nefesh, the equivalent of it. But rakshe shovel chol nefesh, but it has to be something. Everybody agrees that it's shovel chol nefesh. What do we mean by shovel chol nefesh? So there's a very interesting discussion in Dirshu footnote number 1. For example, he gives a number of different scenarios. What about refuah? So he says, "Umaisa refuah hanasa letzorich refuas choli biyontif." To take medicinal therapies, which on Shabbos is a problem of shchikas samamonim for a person that's not a choli sheyesh bo sakana, you can't take medicines because it is a concern that you come to grind, which is an issa d'oraisa. So what about on yontif? So he brings them from the Ramban in the Torah's Adam. This isn't something that everybody benefits from. Most people would want this. Why? Only sick people use this. And therefore, the Ramban would say, you can't apply this principle of mitoch, because one of the key principles required is that it has to be shovel chol nefesh. In Simon Tov Tzadivav, you can't go and take medicines, except, of course, for Bikuach Nefashos, on Yontif, just like on Shabbos. The reasoning is, it's not considered good for everybody, even though doing something, so to say, prophylactically to prevent somebody from getting sick, that is something that everybody uses. So Rav Nissen Karlitz Atzal brings down, a refuah is different. A refuah, shenasas l'choli, something that's done for a sick person, a definitive sick person, a specific illness, it's not done for healthy people or for people even who have other sicknesses, as opposed to something that's done for general overall health, shmir al abrios, that is shayach for everybody. And therefore, that's considered dover shol l'chol nefesh. So preventative care is allowed, but a specific treatment would not be allowed for cholos she'en bo sakana. And he adds, with this and Carlos, that is, shemishum kach kosva morgan ron, that's the explanation for the morgan ron in Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Beis, and the Mishbura over there, le'inyan netilas trufos b'yontif, to take pills on yontif. Asur hiki Shabbos has the same rules as Shabbos for a cholos she'en bo sakana. And therefore, and therefore, it's the same gezerah that we have of shrikas samonim on Shabbos applies to Yontif as well. However, Shevet Alevi brings down that this technically would be allowed. You're allowed to grind things for food on Yontif, so why couldn't you do this? So he says, no, it's like a low plug across the board, and just like it's usher, shein machalkim min Shabbos l'yontif, and therefore, just like it's usher on Shabbos, so it's usher here on Yontif as well. Then he adds, a person who's not that sick, he's not really a chol hashem bo sakana. And he has to take a pill for whatever the reason. So then Rav Yashiv, somewhat paradoxically, Rav Yashiv Zasal says, he's allowed to swallow it. Because technically, there really isn't a problem. So if it's not something that is really needed for a chol hashem bo sakana, it's just you have a little mild, bothersome thing, and you want to take a pill for that. Paradoxically, he says you're allowed to take it for the milder thing, but not for the more serious thing. And again, I want to stress, if it's at all pikuach nefashos, of course you can take it. Shabbos, yontif, any day. Then he says, what about carrying out a sefer that people can't read? It's either in a foreign language or it's very difficult, and only a couple of people would benefit from this sefer. Can you carry this sefer? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says you can, because he says here the essential idea is that you're allowed to get hanoah from reading. So therefore, that is considered a hanoah for yontif. So even though this book can't be read by a lot of people, you're allowed to get benefit from this. And similarly, if it's something that most people don't enjoy to eat, but you like it, either it's very spicy or it's an unusual type of food that most people don't eat it, you're still allowed to use it and eat it on, cook it and do things with it that are ochel nefesh requirements on yontif, even though it's not shovel chol nefesh, because eating is shovel chol nefesh, even though this particular food is not shovel chol nefesh. Similarly, he says the same thing would be for if you have an arava on Sukkot, you want to get a better one. If you have matzahs on Pesach, you want to get better ones. That's also, even though you have what you need, it's still considered shovel chol nefesh. The issue foot number two brings down that it has to be a little bit needed for yontif, though. It can't be just stomp to carry something or to do something that is not at all needed for yontif. So Ramah brings down that in this situation, when you're getting hanah from it, that's considered that it's for yontif benefit, even if it's not ochel nefesh. Then we have the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah yesh os omrim de osur lohochem beis achorot yontif. There those says you can't light up the winter furnace on yontif unless it's very, very cold. The lefamim, the Ramah says, ein hakor gadol eino elu funokim. He says, unless it's very cold, if it's only a little bit cold, only fussy people would need to have it heated up, and this would be the heavy kemerachot or mugmor de osur. This would be equivalent of things that are not shovel chol nefesh, like a bathhouse or incense, and therefore they wouldn't be allowed. And he brings this down from the Beis Yosef in the name of Tshuva Ashkenazis. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis says, v'dafka yidei Yisrael. This is only for a yid to do this. Avol yidei Akum to ask an ochri to do this, l'kuli amashar would be allowed. V'minig l'hokel afa yidei Yisrael u'tchamei. And the minig is to paskin leniently here and let you do it as well. Sivkot and Gimel, that you're not allowed to heat up this furnace. Hainu she'ein mevashel shom shum tavshel rak lohochi mevad. You're not cooking anything on it, it's just for heat. You're not allowed to do this. Sivkot and Dalet, pirish bizman she'ein akar godol. It's only if it's not too cold. She'ein derech stam b'nei odin lahakbid al tinozu. That most people aren't going to care about this, therefore it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Din mizamin b'yontev show yakar godol, but if it was really cold, kemosh motzi l'fom in b'pesem sukkah, sometimes that does happen, mutu kol yama. Everybody agree you're allowed to heat it up. V'afim lo yakar kol kach shetorech lahavir mipnei atzina. Even if it's not that cold, that you wouldn't do it. But just to help make the food a little bit more enjoyable, you'd be allowed to do this. Mitzvah Hashem will finish this Mishnah Berurah tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.